Welcome back to the Blessed Business Podcast, where we empower Christian business leaders to launch and grow blessed businesses so together we can advance the kingdom of God. If you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast and check out the online courses and resources at www.theblessedbusiness.com. That's www.theblessedbusiness.com. And if you're looking for ways to increase your income, check out the Income Accelerator course now available at theblessedbusiness.com/income. Now let's dive into today's episode. Welcome back to the Blessed Business Podcast. I'm your host, Hunter Haley. Finally, back in studio with me is Tony Pimpo. How are you doing, Tony?
Doing pretty well. Glad to be back.
Good to be back. He's been traveling around the world and about every conference there is. Man, y'all quit asking him to sing. Well, no, that's selfish. All right, y'all can ask him to sing. It's
public
right.
Service announcement.
You know? Just like he, at some point, we need him back in the studio to be able to record stuff around here. But he's a man in demand.
Well, man, we're here today.
He's here today, so that's good. So, well, today's episode is going to be good. We're going to talk about activating potential. Activating potential. Potential in people. Whether this is an employee, whether this is someone you're mentoring, because, you know, as leaders, whether in business or ministry or mentorship, if you're in a leadership position, it's tempting to feel responsible to try to, for those people that are under you to like try to drag them into their potential or toward their potential, right? You're like, you see so much in them. And you feel this like sense of responsibility. So it's like, oh man, I want to activate their potential. But the hard truth is you can't carry someone into their calling.
That's good.
You can't
tweet
make
that one.
Yes. Yes. You can't make someone care. You can't drag them into greatness. So stop trying to drag people into their destiny. So you can't force people to do what's good for them.
Right.
Right. Whether you're a parent to your child. I mean, I have a 2-year-old son. Almost three, so everyone out there listening, please pray for me. We are in a challenging season. The twos and threes are upon us. He's an awesome kid. We love him. He's amazing. But there are challenges, and even today there was something he wanted to do. And I said, I'm telling you, this is how it's going to be. And he's like, nope, he wanted to do it. I was like, you know what? Learn. He grabbed the I think it was a water bottle he wanted. Yeah, he wanted my water bottle, and it's very hot outside. And I said, it's going to be hot, you know? And it wasn't like hot enough where it was like scalding, but it was like really, really warm. He was expecting to be a nice cold water bottle, you know? Mm-hmm. And he takes it and he goes to take a drink of it. He's like, whoa, you know, that's not what I was expecting. He's like, you know, you can't force someone to take your advice or to do what's best for them, you know?
Right.
Doctors can't force their patients to take their medicine, you know, unless you're in a psych facility and they like tie you down. So,
or you know, the previous administration.
We're not trying to go political here, but you know, anyway. So, but what you can do are there are things you can to help activate people's potential,
right?
Right? Yeah. And that's what we want to focus on is helping people activate their potential, helping people activate their potential. So activating potential in others. And what are the right ways to do this? Mm-hmm. So what are some things, how would you like to start this conversation here, Tony?
Well, I think that many times for people who feel responsible to activate that potential, there can be some burnout from the fact that those that you're working with may not be grabbing it the way that you are hoping that they would.
They're not picking up what you're putting down.
Exactly. And so I think, firstly, having a mindset that you are there to help guide, teach, challenge, and invest in people, but knowing that what people end up doing with that is ultimately their own choice.
Yes.
Right? You can do what you can, but I guess owning it to the degree that you invest, but not always identifying with the outcome so much to where when they make their decision.
So if I could put it this way, if you falsely take on the burden of owning the responsibility to activate something that only they can activate, you can't give them a want to. That you have to, you can create an environment, you can lead by example, you can kind of point them in the right direction, but at some point they have to get it. And if you take on that false burden
right
of of being responsible for something you can't ultimately control, like you said, you're going to face burnout. You're going to feel like a failure, and you might actually take actions that negatively impact them because you may, in an effort to help them, you may try to be more forceful or say things or do things that actually is counterproductive. So you have to, step one is what you're saying is you have to release yourself from the responsibility and liability, so to speak, of being able, of giving them a want to, or forcing them
absolutely
to wake up and activate.
Right. It's like people have certain talents, like in the Bible, how each one got different talents. Well, they were responsible to go and invest those mm-hmm. talents and do something with them, right? Mm-hmm. And so you're the guide, you're the coach, you're helping recognize potential, speak to potential, but ultimately what people do with that is their own responsibility.
Yeah. So you want, if you go into this with eyes wide open and you're like, okay, I've got someone I'm trying to help, whether it's a team member, whether it's someone I'm leading in ministry or business, or you're a shift leader, you know, at a restaurant or a service-based business, whatever, if you're in any level of leadership and you're trying to activate this mm-hmm. in somebody else, once you've kind of released the responsibility of it and you're willing to invest, but you're also willing to release the ultimate outcome and say, you know what, it's in their hands and God's hands, kind of what's the next step? So, you know, one thing I can think of is recognize and speak to potential, not just performance.
Yes.
And I think this is important because a lot of people, the reason they haven't activated is because they don't believe in themselves, and no one has basically looked them in the eye and said, hey, you have potential. Did you right. realize you're really good at this?
Yeah. Not a lot of people even know what they're good at.
Yes. And we're the last people to see it mm-hmm. in ourselves. You know, thankfully I've been surrounded by people that have helped me activate and awaken to my untapped potential. I know our pastor, Pastor Caleb Adams, he's helped me tremendously to basically wake up to the fact that I have potential in my life. There's, mm-hmm. You know, God has given me skills and abilities and talents and anointings and different things that there's a good thing, but I'm also responsible for doing something with
right.
it. My wife has helped me a lot, even in business. She's told me so many times, especially early on, she was like, you're selling yourself short. When I was undercharging for my services, or I would go into very meekly into a, or timidly, not meekness isn't a bad thing, but timidly into a business meeting. And she's like, everyone else is charging five times as much for half of what you're going to be able to deliver. And you're going to do it with class and, you know, with right. skill and everything else. So like charge accordingly, you know, yes. and it took me a long time. And I still, believe it or not, I still struggle with that sometimes because I want to be so helpful to people that I am willing to shortchange myself. And that's not actually the best approach, you know, determining what's fair and reasonable. So having people in your life that will do that, will help speak to that, is incredibly helpful to someone who's needing to or wanting to activate their potential. So if you can be one of those people that speak to potential mm-hmm. And not just performance, because, you know, sometimes when you speak to like how you're performing, if someone's underperforming, that's always negative. Right.
Yes.
Or if they're performing at a certain level and you're just speaking to that, then they get the sense that like what I'm doing is where my self-worth comes from, or that's where yes. my potential comes from.
And you only speak to the present when you speak to performance.
Yes.
Right.
Because the past or the present, not to what could be.
Yes. Yes. When you speak to potential, you are opening up the possibility that the future can be different than the present.
Affirm what they could do or could be, not or that what they could become, not just what they do.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I like that.
I think that's a big, big factor here.
It's a big part of it. So you're using encouragement as almost like a is like casting prophetic vision of sorts. Because have you ever heard of the term of like a self-fulfilling prophecy,
mm-hmm.
to where like if you look for good in people, you'll always find it. But if you're always looking for bad, you'll always yes. find that too, right? And so if you speak to someone and say, hey, look, I think you're able to do XYZ, or I believe you could close XYZ deal, or I believe that God has got this for your life, or whatever it is, when you do that, it's not that you heard from God of like, this person has the capability to do this thing or like something like that. It could be as simple as like, you look at that person and say, hey, I think they could do better. I see in them the skill set needed to accomplish XYZ task or close this deal or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And when you speak to that, then it almost becomes, it opens this like this story loop within their mind where they're like, well, is that a possibility? Could I really do that? If I put some effort and intentionality on that, could I bring that into reality?
And it's clearly very effective because look, like even what you were speaking about with Pastor Adams, your wife, et cetera.
Business mentors I've had.
Yep. It worked, right? I mean, that speaking of what was possible caused you to reach for what was possible.
Absolutely. I had someone just this week, I was talking to someone about a new opportunity and some different things. And they said, Hunter, I've actually been seeing that as a possibility for you for a long time. And they've kind of hinted around at it and stuff like that. But when, but this is just one instance, this opportunity is just one opportunity of the potential being many, many more opportunities in the future. When they said that, I like grabbed a hold of that. And I was like,
yeah,
you know what? I actually could see myself stepping into XYZ opportunities.
Yes.
And so when someone says that and recognizes that, it kind of affirms you a little bit. And you're like, okay, I was kind of feeling these inklings, but I wasn't willing to believe it for myself.
Yeah.
So now someone's verbalized it.
I heard someone say that affirmation, like the word says itself, it's making something firm. Something that was not firm before.
It solidifies.
Has been solidified. Yes. So if you thought you were good at this, but then you get affirmation, that suddenly starts to solidify in your mind. And that gives you a place to launch from.
Well, and we're designed as human beings to look for a positive feedback, right? And if we get negative stimulus or we get negative feedback, right? Oh, let's not do that again. Like if you do something and someone yells at you, it's like, oh, okay, I probably shouldn't do that again. Or you touch the hot stove and it hurts, right?
Yeah.
You know, oh, probably not going to do that again. So negative stimuli train action, but also positive stimuli. Oh, wow. I had that, you know, lollipop and I licked it. Man, that was sweet. That was really good. I'll
those
go get more of those.
Stack up over time.
Yes. Yeah. So you positively reinforce and we think of that in the physical natural sense, but psychologically and mentally and emotionally, and like, especially when you talk about things like potential, 99% of what holds us back is between our ears.
Yep.
Right.
Absolutely.
So if we can break past that and positive signals like this, positive signaling and affirmation help us do that. But what are some other things that we could do is, okay, affirming people, recognizing and speaking to their potential is good. What are some other things we could do to help activate people's potential?
I think another thing we can do is to expose them to a bigger vision. Many
not
people
just for themselves.
Right. Yes.
But okay.
Connecting them to a bigger vision.
To a bigger vision.
General.
So okay, let me step back. So you're saying when you recognize their potential, that's good, but then you connect that to a greater mission and vision, saying,
yes,
hey, there's a reason for you to tap into your full potential because there's a calling or there's a business opportunity or there's a big opportunity over here. There's a bigger vision and you can play a role in that.
Right. Cause nobody that I've ever talked to really truly wants to be involved with something that's as big as themselves.
That's good.
Yeah. Right.
Or they're bigger than it. Yeah.
Right. Everybody wants to be connected with something that has lasting value. Has impact beyond their immediate surroundings, right? And so I think exposing people to larger vision than they have seen for themselves opens up a whole panorama of possibilities. Because for you to really go out and work to activate your potential, you have to see something more than where you are currently, right? You have to be connected to that. And I think people can't want something that they've never seen.
Yes.
You know, you have and to show it to them.
It does something to activate your potential for yourself when you see how you fit into a bigger picture.
Right.
So when someone says to you, hey, look, there's starving children in Africa, and it may not seem like a whole lot, but if you give $25 a month, you know, to that need, collectively, we can change that situation or whatever it is. Well, giving $25 a month, the person probably wasn't doing that before, but they had the capacity, they had the potential to have that level of philanthropic giving or whatever. Same thing on the business team is like, hey, look, if we're able to generate an extra $1 million in profit or whatever, we're going to be able to distribute $20,000 bonuses to everybody, right? Well, don't take that and run with it, Tony. I'm just, that's a hypothetical situation.
Hey, but you guys heard that.
But let's say we did something, you know, one, and then you say, okay, so going back to my potential, how can I contribute to that $1 million profit for the company? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I want that $20,000 bonus.
You connected them to the bigger vision and made it to where they had a reward for success. You know, I think that's a whole other topic, but rewarding success is always something that get the behaviors that you celebrate and reward.
That is 100% true. I love that. But stepping back for just a second, I thought of a story about recognizing and speaking to potential. There was, and it's probably theoretical, but it may be loosely based on truth. There's a couple different variations of this floating. You've probably heard this before about the teacher that was assigned to, it was either a special education class or like, you know, a classroom that was like highly dysfunctional, right? Yep. Like these were children, maybe from troubled backgrounds, whatever it was. And they were the least performing students of the entire school, right? And they put them all in one classroom and they gave it to a teacher. And the teacher was taking this, and she was like, okay, this is a big assignment or whatever. Hey, look, you've got a special classroom. We're going to give it to you. She's like, okay. Well, then they gave they did an IQ test or whatever, and they gave the results to the teacher. And she looks at it, and she's like, man, these children are brilliant. They're off the charts. I mean, like, they are absolutely stunningly brilliant. And so she approached the classroom. She spoke to them at a higher level. She talked to them. And when they misbehaved or underperformed, whatever, she's like, you guys are brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, like I know that this is challenging, but like, you can do this. You're brilliant people. Come to find out at the end of the semester, she goes back to the principal, and they had the most successful class.
Mm-hmm.
They outperformed everyone else in the school, and they go to the principal and they're like, what did you do? And she's like, well, I mean, obviously I had brilliant students to work with. They had the highest IQs I've ever seen.
Yep.
And they're like, well, how do you know that? She's like, well, it was on the results. And they said, the results of what? The IQ test, what? And they look at it and they're like, no, that was their locker numbers.
Yep.
And she's like, what? But because, okay, it was a mistake, but perspective changed everything.
Exactly. She addressed them as smart people.
She spoke to their potential. She treated them with respect. She didn't even give room for them to be less than what they could potentially be, because she thought that they were even better than they were, right?
Yeah. And so she had high expectations.
When you change your perspective and speak to people accordingly, It radically changes everything. But anyway, so recognize and speak to people's potential. And I like what you talked about. Expose them to a bigger vision, connect them to the bigger mission, and show them how them tapping into their potential furthers and advances that bigger vision.
Get them around people that have bigger vision.
Yes.
Get them in circles where create they can atmosphere. Be challenged. Yep.
Yes. That's good. And then another thing you could do is create small ownership opportunities. I like this one because this point, because when it comes to speaking to people's potential, you can say, hey, you have the potential, you know, teenage son or daughter, you have the potential to drive this car and be the best driver out there. But if you never give them the keys to test drive that, right?
Right.
They're never going to activate it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you start, you don't let them obviously start on the interstate at 80 miles an hour. What you do is you say, hey, we're going, I believe you've got the capacity to be a good driver, right? And being a good driver is part of a bigger vision of like being able to be a, you know, a self-contained and or a, what is the independent adult, right? Operate independent from being just a child, right? And so this is a big step. So what we're going to do is we're going to start in the parking lot. We're going to give you the keys and you're going to go around in circles in this big parking lot. You're going to practice parking and stopping and whatever else. And then you kind of work up from there, move to side streets and, you know, continue. Well, we understand that intuitively with child rearing and things like that. But when it comes to like, if you're the business owner or you're the HR director or you're a manager or something like that, or you're a leader at church or whatever, giving people small ownership opportunities is big. It may look like, let's say you have a entry-level employee who's doing a job, but you say, hey, look, tonight, instead of you just doing the register, I'm going to have you you know, do the inventory report and we're going to do it together. Right. And then the next day is like, you know what? I'm going to let you do it by yourself. Or, hey, this, you know, I can think
have
of
them own a certain project. Yeah. You know, maybe it's a small one, but own it and be responsible for its outcome. Whereas maybe before they were only responsible for something directly related to their daily work. Maybe you add a new task that affects the team, you know, or in the case of different industries like consulting, et cetera, have them lead a meeting or, you know, there are ways to give people ownership in the outcome that start to involve them and get their buy-in.
Yes. So that they feel the responsibility, the weight of it, but they also get the reward when it is accomplished well. And you want to set them up for success. Don't put them in charge of a project you feel like is destined to fail.
Right.
Like, you know, don't do that.
Or one that is a must succeed.
Yeah, yes.
You know, it's
this is your first and only project. And if you don't get it right, like people die. You know,
yeah, it's like,
okay.
It's not put the rookie on that one.
Yeah, you know? That's not wisdom. So, so that's good. But beyond just that, what are some other things that people could do once they put that into practice?
One thing is to ask the right questions. And I would say questions that are strategic, that prompt reflection. Mm-hmm. And these are many times called leading questions.
Get them thinking about their potential.
Yes. Rather than just authoritatively telling them, maybe start asking them things such as, what would it look like for you to lead at a higher level? What kind of opportunities do you see for you in the future? Is there anything here that you could see yourself doing in the future? Any skills that you have that you'd like to develop? Well, asking some questions like that can start to generate ideas. Maybe they already know. Maybe they don't. Maybe that is an open invitation for them to start coming up with things. So actually, I do like doing such and such, or I do have a skill in this area. And I think many times getting the conversation started will lead to many different ideas.
Well, and even you could even address it from the opposite perspective. What's one area that you feel stuck and why? Not just where do you feel stuck, but why?
Yeah.
Because then you're basically helping them, leading them to identify what's their obstacle.
Yes.
What's holding you back from activating your potential? And then you could follow up that with, well, what is three things you could do to move that rock, right?
You get big to get return unstuck. On investment there, because if someone's stuck and you help them get unstuck, well, that affects
they feel better.
Everything.
It,
yeah.
It reveals their potential to you and everybody else. And now they have the skill set that the next time they get stuck at maybe a higher level, they have the skill set to evaluate it, address it, you know, come up with brainstorm ideas to get around it, and then put those into action.
A template that can be used elsewhere.
You're teaching people to fish, not just giving them fish when you start doing that. Another thing, we can kind of start wrapping up here is, you know, model growth and hunger yourself. Every leader that has really activated me more than anyone else, as far as like speaking to my potential is great, but if you're a bum and you've never done anything other than sit on the couch all your life, it's like, okay, yeah, all right, fair enough. But when I'm someone that I see that has activated their potential, they're growing, they've demonstrated this for themselves, it speaks so much more to me. And it's like, well, if they did it, if they share their story about how they grew their company from, you know, bringing in $100,000 a year of revenue to $1 million a year in revenue, I'm like, wow. And they're like, hey, you can do it too.
Makes you a credible messenger.
I like how you put that. It makes you a credible messenger. And that is important. I mean, if especially if you're a person in leadership or whatever, you want to guard your credibility when you have these conversations. Now, having said that, the truth is the truth. You don't necessarily have to be running a Fortune 500 company or, you know, pastor the world's largest church or have been a, you know, manager, have been in a management position for 20 years to be able to help activate people, right?
Right.
But
I think it's not about just achievement, but it's about your discipline and drive yes. to achieve.
And it may even be in totally different areas.
Yes.
Right? That you may have demonstrated these principles in other areas. Like my pastor, you know, he's been successful in, you know, outside of just pastoring, but he spoke to me things in my business,
right,
that I took and activated, but it was based on the leadership skills I saw him doing at the church.
Yep.
Right.
And that applied to you being an entrepreneur, yes. right?
He's leading a nonprofit organization that's, right. you know, trying to save the world.
And that could apply to a church, or that could yes. apply to somebody who they're not choosing either ministry or business, but maybe they're going to school to be a doctor, yes. right? Or, you know, it applies that, across yes, the spectrum. Yes,
activating your potential applies across the spectrum. And just, you know, obviously be living it yourself.
Mm-hmm. In the way that you're called to do it.
In your lane. You don't yeah. have to be in their lane, but live it in your lane and then help transcribe those principles to them and help them get activated.
Absolutely. So
you can spark curiosity in other people and help them ask the questions of what if,
mm-hmm.
you know, add fuel to the fire of what's inside them, especially if you see people that have something burning inside of them and they just don't know what to do with it. Like, I'm stuck and I don't know how to get out of this. Or I feel like there's more potential, but I just don't know how to activate it. If you hit, that's the ideal place to hit someone. Now, if you find someone who's like just very passive, laid back, has no drive, no passion, no mission.
It's a lot harder to work with.
It's a lot harder. I'm not saying it's going to be impossible. It's really hard to activate that person.
And you think you have to approach them differently.
I feel like you do.
You got to create as much as possible. You can't create it yourself, yeah. but help create the desire in them
yes.
first for somebody
cultivate
that you
a
see
desire to like get some coals glowing at yes. least, and then start adding fuel to the
You don't
fire.
Start with discipline and getting, you know, organized and getting your right. eye on the prize when they don't have the motivation to right. do it. But maybe you see somebody who they're motivated. They're just frustrated. Yes. Well, then you can redirect that to like help them find the
area. And it is something to be said. Like and sometimes you have people in your life that you're starting at a very, very low level
mm-hmm.
to try to activate. And that's okay. But I would say, and there's a portion of our time that can be dedicated to that as either business owners or leaders or in being you know, successful in your career or stuff like that. But there are a portion, the larger portion of your time should probably be allocated to people who have at least some level of drive and want to.
Yeah.
Okay. Because otherwise you're going to be stuck in that dragging people into their destiny camp.
Yes.
Right.
You can't do that.
And then you just can't be that. You can't live your life there, and you can't put most of your focus in that area. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not if you want to be effective.
Yeah. And you can offer opportunity, but they have to take the initiative. Yep. You can walk beside them, but they have to take the steps. The most like effective that. Leaders don't drag people. They draw them up.
Absolutely.
And that's
a mindset shift.
That's a mindset shift. But if you can do it, if you can shift your mindset to do that, you can stop dragging, start discerning, help people, and be effective at activating people's potential.
So maybe the action item here is to identify one person in your circle that you think has this possibility and this potential and start speaking to that.
You said speaking. Death and life are in the power of the tongue,
right?
The Bible says. So we want to speak life
yes.
to people's lives and to their potential. You know, we're doing this right now with our sales team. We're hiring different people, things like that. And I can tell you that being able to identify and help people activate their potential is one of the most rewarding things in my life.
Absolutely.
And we've been blessed to be able to help a lot of people do that. And that's part of the reason why you're listening to this podcast. And that's part of our goal for doing this is we want you to be inspired and motivated to tap into that potential, because there is a big mission out there.
Mm-hmm.
The kingdom of God needs you, needs people like you, fully activated and taking full advantage of God-given opportunities so that we can do everything that God has called us to do in this day and age. This concludes today's episode, and we trust you were able to walk away with something of value from the content that you heard. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Be sure to share this episode with a friend. Sharing is caring, after all. And check out the resources available on our website at theblessedbusiness.com. We have a lot of goodies out there for you, like the Income Accelerator course that teaches you the 5 keys to unlocking your earning potential, or the Launch course, which is a step-by-step guide to help you launch your own business. Thank you for your time and attention today, and until next time, be blessed.